Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Breakfast Club. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about what makes us attractive to other people. So before I go into what I'm personally attracted to, I'm going to give you a little bit of insight on today's episode. So in today's episode, we're obviously going to be talking about what makes us attracted to other people, but we also interviewed students from the high school for different grades and different genders. So first, I'm going to start off with what I am personally attracted to. So personally, eyes and facial features are a big thing for me, as well as personality. So I'm more of a blue-eyed type of person. Like, I love blue eyes on people. I think it just makes them really attractive no matter what they look like. And then as well as personality, as long as you can make me laugh and make me feel good about myself and just make me comfortable and you want to go on adventures with me and you want to like do what I want to do, you're interested in the same things as me. And yeah, like, looks aren't really a big thing for me. I think personality is one of the top tiers. So now that I have given you insight onto what I'm attracted to, I'm going to let you listen to the girls we interviewed at the high school.
I'm here with Morgan, a freshman at our high school. So Morgan, what kind of people are you attracted to?
People with a good personality.
Hi everyone, I'm here with Gabby, a freshman at our high school. So Gabby, what attracts you most about someone?
Their eyes.
Anything else?
Probably their personality also.
Okay, thank you. I'm here with Madison, a sophomore at our high school. So Madison, what attracts you most to someone?
Someone's personality.
Hey guys, I'm here with Yesenia, a senior at our high school. So what attracts you most about a person?
Some pretty eyes and a really nice smile.
Thank you. Hey guys, I'm here with Emphasis, a senior at our high school. What attracts you most to a person?
Personality and character.
Hey guys, I'm here with Kashaya, a senior at our high school. What attracts you most to a person?
Their personality, of course. I love a guy who can make me laugh and... but also I take into how they look. Like, if they're tall, that's a plus, and if they're like dark skinned, but if they're not, I can work around to it.
Wait. Hi everyone, I'm here with Nizasia, a senior at our high school. So Nizasia, what attracts you most to people?
No, you gotta be real loyal and honest, and you have to have a good smelling breath, and yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey guys, I'm with Kalia from our high school, and she's a senior. And what attracts you most to a person?
I like guys that have high blood pressure and heavy breathing problems, and I also like them dumber than me. They can't be smarter than me.
Okay. Based on the girls' interviews, the top contenders were eyes, personality, and looks. Personality, most of the girls like someone that can make them laugh and keep them entertained throughout a relationship. And then for eyes, most girls liked brown eyes, or just eyes were just a big thing in general. And then as well as height and athletic, and they had to be athletic. So height, most girls wanted the male to be taller than them, and then most girls wanted a fit body type as well. So as Kashaya said in her interview, she said that she is very flexible on these characteristics and traits that she's attracted to as well. So if you don't have one of them, she'll still be fine. She'll still be attracted to you. And I also think that me, Miranda, and Ruthie also agree with this as well. Because personally, we don't really care if you have all of the characteristics we find attractive. So yeah. So now that you've listened to the girls' interviews, you're going to listen to the guys. And they are also from different age levels and are from the high school as well.
I'm here with Samir, a 10th grader at our high school. So Samir, what attracts you most to a person?
Well, one, we finna start off with beautiful. And the second thing we finna start off is like how you act and how you present yourself as a person.
Hey guys, I'm here with Miguel from our high school, and he's a sophomore. What attracts you most to a person?
Give me this. She gotta have nice hair, nice eyes, nice toes. If her toes ain't nice, then that's over. I don't care what it is. She gotta be nice. That's it already. I don't know if she gotta be nice. She got to cook, but your sister can't cook, but that's okay. She got to be smart. Is she smart? Oh, that's it. She got to have nice ears. That's it.
Hi, everyone. I'm here with Anderson, a junior at our high school. So, Anderson, what are you attracted to most about a person?
Definitely a nice personality. And, you know, someone that cares.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, guys, I'm here with Rogan, a junior at our high school. What attracts you most about a person?
You know, like, nice personality. You gotta love someone who likes you and cares for you. And then, like, a banging bod is always nice to have, too.
Thank you. Hey, guys, I'm here with Jarrell, a senior at our high school. What attracts you most to a person?
Me, I like personality, like, big set of personality. Like big personality, like no little personality, because I don't like little personality. But big personality, what? It's crazy.
So based on the guys' interviews, the top contenders for personality they are attracted to, as well as just attractiveness in general, is personality. Most guys were attracted to funny personalities, as well as someone that can keep us entertained, which is very similar to the girls as well. And then attractiveness was also another top contender. They didn't want someone that they found unattractive. They wanted someone that they found attractive as well. Based on the data from the girls and the boys interviews, we can concur that they're very similar. The girls were very attracted to personalities that were funny, as well as looks and like athleticism. And then the guys were very attracted to personalities that were funny as well. And also caring was a very big characteristic that guys were attracted to. And then they were also attractive to attractiveness. So they liked someone with a nice body or athletic. So this is very similar to the girls, and they're both very similar. Maslow's hierarchy of needs goes hand in hand with physical attractiveness. At the bottom of the triangle is physical needs, and then going up from there is safety, belonging, recognition, and then self-actualization, which is above all. So based on the hierarchy of needs, the first that you need is the physical attraction level to be completed, which is the physical needs. So that's basically what you need as a person to continue the relationship and to continue going up. Because once you're first physically attracted to someone, then you become interested. Next, you need to be able to make each other feel safe. As long as you can make each other feel safe in an environment and you're comfortable with them, you can tell them anything, and you just basically feel like, you know, they're there for you throughout everything, then you will go to a next stage of a relationship, which is belonging. With belonging, you need to make your partner feel like they have a part of your whole life. You don't need to restrict them or hide anything from them. You need to be able to just, like, you know, open up to them, like, and have them meet your family, have them meet everyone, just tell them everything. And that contributes to the next level, which is recognition. This stage of recognition is very important and key to a relationship, because you want to make your partner know that they are there, that they are known, that they are appreciated, that they are loved. So basically, like on Valentine's Day, you buy your partner a gift. It's just to show recognition to them that you love them and you know that they are a part of their life and they're doing everything they can to help you to become the best you can be. And this is almost the all-time high you can get, and that is self-actualization. Based on Maslow's hierarchy, this is the, like, what you need to complete the relationship, to feel all of these feelings, to feel everything. And that is to make your partner become a better person and a better version of themselves. It guarantees that they are going to see you as a real person. And unlike their other exes or, like, who most likely didn't do this, it just makes them feel better and, like, cared for. And, yeah, that's it. And that's it for this week on The Breakfast Club. Come back next week for our next podcast. Adios.